Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition, and I don't need any more words of the one and only D1 Ignorant University podcast. I'm your host, the most eaten toasty and ghost, Jay Brown. Coming to you semi-live from the hottest place on earth, because dear Lord, Texas, we get it. Texas, we know you're a real nigga. You ain't got to keep 100 with us no more. We know you can stop this, but you're not gonna, because it's just June. So all you people think about moving here, if you can't take the heat, stay out the Tejas. Eric, you see what I did there? See what I did there? Stay out the Tejas. Hey, while Eric over there hating, let me introduce our guest. You may know him if you've heard me on his show, because I be on that thing almost as much as I'm on this. He be on here every few weeks because, hey, man, he just don't ask all the time. But that's a different story for a different day. We have the man who is the ESPN correspondent. He only knows the NBA draft is going on this week because he works there. He's the man from the DMV, Montgomery County, to be specific. Ladies and gentlemen, you know our friend. It is summertime, so he's out of his natural element. Captain Scully, what's good?
Yo, what's happening? What's going on? What's going on? We've actually had a pretty mild summer up this way. So, you know, there were a few mornings where the Scully could have came out, but it wasn't, like, cold enough. That's just a fun trip. But shout out to everybody listening and stuff. And, yeah.
On behalf of everyone who lives below the Mason-Dixon line, fuck you. Yeah, that's how we come in today. And to my virtual bottom, we have the man who's been on the sabbatical, but for some reason he showed up 2 weeks in a row. I don't know how, I don't know why, but he's still here. It is summertime, so I may or may not replace him with a cactus again. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the sidekick to our diversity hire, because that's what we decided last episode. Ladies and gentlemen, EG, what's good?
Wait, when did that become a decision?
Just now.
That's kind of low-key racist, too.
It was Juneteenth this last weekend. I don't give a damn about being racist.
Yeah, but Jesse White.
He was not like racist, though.
But he has a half-black kid, so he gets to celebrate half of the holiday.
This is true.
That half gets the day
off. Didn't we tell him 12 to 12?
Bro, he get 12 to 12. It didn't matter if he took the first 12 or the last 12, but he got 12.
It's 50-50 out here. He does, half of you gets the day off.
You know who wish they probably did take a day off? Is the family of the woman who got stomped. Air, who got A-Town stomped by an elephant. Not once, but twice. Look, I don't know what you can do to get stomped out by an elephant and die, and then have the same one pull up to your funeral and stomp you down some more. I don't know what Simba was telling him to do, but he did that thing. And hey, man, I don't have an explanation for that one. I simply do not.
I got one. The elephant's obviously from Chicago, because... because, like, you know, like, how they'd be like, yo, I piss on my op's grave. Like, that's what this is. This is pissing on your op's grave. You know, it's like that Boondocks. Damn, what did he do to make them niggas that mad? It's like, what happened? Because, you know, memories, you know, elephants got memories. Like, apparently they got really strong memories. So it's something they did. Something either this woman did or something. There are like rumors going around that she helped some poachers with the babies, which they said they couldn't confirm that, so we don't know how true that is. But even still, who told him where who told this elephant where the funeral was at? That's my question.
Bro, he was sniffing it out. He literally sniffed it out. It was like, yeah, some A-Town stomp on this bitch grave. Like, bro, the thing is, this story is so hilariously unreal. It's hard to be sad. It is really, because, bro, no one is getting stomped out by an elephant unless they did something.
My question is, what you doing around an elephant like that anyways?
Why are you close enough to get stomped out?
Where was it at? Was it in India or?
I believe this was Africa.
Well, what part though?
Does it matter?
I mean,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, look, even if I'm on a safari and I got a guide, I'm not going to get close enough to an elephant for him to stomp me out. Yeah. Like, hey, bro, we don't need to break this 50-foot boundary. This 50-foot barrier, we good. Don't cross, you know, that because he too big.
You know that song by Young E and Ace called Who I Smoke?
Yeah.
That remixes 1,000 Miles?
Yeah.
Who I smoke?
That song was about this elephant. It's, when I see you, I'm going to hit your shit back, boy.
So I made the joke in the group chat. Head,
boy.
Rob made this, dead and he never coming back, boy. Like,
I made this joke in the group chat the other day because I just had a realization. Y'all know lions, elephants, hippos, zebras, they can all run fades, correct? And are all very good at running fades.
Especially hippos.
Especially hippos. Hippos especially.
They're more dangerous than lions almost.
They all African. These are all Negro animals that just want to choose violence. So, is Africa the Chicago of continents?
I mean, in more ways than one, yes.
Honestly.
But at the risk of sounding like, at the risk of sounding ignorant, I ain't gonna go into detail.
We don't need to go into that. So before we get into the show, I need to say this because this white man has showed up on Twitter for too long. I know y'all have seen this white man who is saying he don't use soap, shampoo, toothpaste, and he eats raw testicles. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Don't be that male. Don't be that non-binary. Don't be that he, they. Don't be that cactus. I don't care what you identify as. That man is wilding and it's not okay.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you, Jamal. He looked like the type that went to a Christian private school in college. Trust me, I went to school with people like that.
He said, "I was washed away in the blood. I don't need soap."
Bro, he went to Oral Roberts.
No, apparently he didn't because he don't believe in oral.
Notice how his girlfriend was in the back, far away from him. I just know he smelled like booty sweat, Kool-Aid, and toenails.
You know, every day we see how the bubonic plague ran through Europe. We see it every day now.
We see how.
It's just like, you know, these are the people that call us savage and dirty and the lowest rungs of society. And it's like, bruh, y'all don't even brush your teeth.
They the people that gave me smallpox.
Fact. These are facts.
Just saying.
They ain't even need guns to take out Africa. All you need to do is breathe on them tribal leaders, bruh. Like, it just...
Because, man, if you when you smell like that, we'll give you the village. Man, my dog, you can have that. Just don't come near me ever again. Smell like a human.
My thing is, why are people okay with walking around musty?
Man, on Juneteenth? Absolutely not. Absolutely.
And it's always the same people. Because you remember when all them people in Hollywood were just unprovoked coming out talking about how they don't shower?
Bro, Ashton Kutcher was one of them.
Ashton Kutcher. What's the dude? Gyllenhaal.
Mila Kunis. Yes, her. I just know that helps. Just, man, we got to get on because we don't talk about these people for a long time. The dust has settled from the NBA Finals. I have said my piece about Jason Tatum, of which Jamal was correct. Now the dust has settled. The NBA draft is soon upon us. But my question for y'all is really, at this point, who do you think are the front runners for next year's finals?
Like either side or
both?
Got it. Okay. Well, before I go into that, I got to add my piece because I wasn't on y'all last show, so I got to say that Jason Tatum ain't a superstar. He's a star, but he ain't a superstar. There's a difference. Now, with that being said, I feel like the Bucks got to be up there. You know, like Giannis ain't going nowhere. Middleton's going to be back next year, assuming they re-sign him to a new deal. I feel like they need probably one more piece, maybe. I mean, I don't know what else they could be missing, but, I mean, you got the championship team from 2021 all together again. So, for the East side, you got them. I can't believe in Miami until they get a second guy to help Jimmy Butler. Once they do that, I'm rocking with Miami, too. Fuck Philly forever. I will never believe in Philly. I don't believe in Philly. Even if James Harden wasn't there, I don't believe in Philly. Fuck the Nets, but I guess they're up there depending on what happens with Kyrie and vaccines and Ben Simmons and his back. And, yeah, on the West side, I feel like Phoenix is kind of, I mean, as much as, you know, I trust in Chris Paul about as much as I trust Karl Malone around a kids' party. But
I knew it was coming. Man, I knew it was coming.
You know, but even with that being said, you know, I still think the Suns are going to be up there. So, yeah. Long story short, I think Celtics and Bucks for the East and then Suns and Warriors, I guess, for the West side. So those are my top four.
EG, where you at?
Depending on what Lakers do, hardly probably nothing. I'm going to go Warriors and – I don't know. Honestly, it's kind of hard to make a real decision on it based off of free agency and the whole DeAndre Ayton situation with Phoenix. I guess I'll throw in the Mavs, but they're on that thin line. I don't consider them a contender. So that's my West.
You throw in the Mavs? I'm shocked.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I will say, I'm going to tell y'all this now. If Luka leads his team to the playoffs again next year, you can already see the media narrative before the season starts. Watch out for Luka in the MVP conversation next year if he leads his team again to like a top four seed, let's say. Like if they're number three or higher in the West, Luka absolutely will be MVP next year.
Not a hot take. That's not a bad take at all.
I mean, it's a real good take about Luka. I can go on and rant about Luka, but as far as the East goes, I gotta agree with Scully. Bucks and Celtics. I'm not big on what do you call it, Brooklyn right now. They got a lot of stuff to fix, and it's more than just on the court too. So,
So ladies and gentlemen, we asked for parity. We said we're tired of LeBron going to the finals every year. We're tired of the same three teams being contenders. And you know what? Damn it. We got it. We got the parity that we asked for. Because to keep beating a dead horse and going down the list, Brooklyn don't know what the hell is going on. We don't know where Kyrie is going to end up. Hell, we don't know when Ben Simmons is going to play basketball again. Philly, well, Philly is Philly. James Harden is not that guy. Joel Embiid, I don't know how he feels about any of this. Boston has proved they can be punked. We don't know how Jason Tatum will compete in crunch time anymore. The Heat need another piece, and they just lost PJ Tucker, and they may or may not be able to re-sign him. So that's another big loss for them. Going out West, look, the Chris Paul times in Phoenix were cool. They were nice. They were entertaining. Bro, they ain't got no chance no more. Aiden most likely will not be back. Chris Paul for sure ain't getting no younger, and he damn sure ain't getting no healthier. The Lakers, they're the Lakers. As long as Anthony Davis is your number one or two option, you ain't going nowhere. And they still have Russell Westbrook on this roster, by the way. Let's not forget that. Denver will be back a little more healthy, but we'll see how far that really gets them with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
And we can't forget about them boys in Memphis.
Them boys in Memphis are good to shock somebody, but I don't think they're good enough to get over a real contender.
Like, unless they shoot them foot in an alley somewhere, because them boys is that Memphis got a couple of rough riders on that team. So
I mean,
the way Ja be going on Twitter, he gonna kill somebody soon.
Right.
Hey, look, it's we forget Christmas Day game. It's gonna be Ja and Draymond, and we just gonna go a few rounds. You know, get the gloves out, get a ring. You know, we gonna have a fight in the Bay, and we just gonna see.
That's the real question, honestly, is some of the teams that are probably too young, but they're right up there. I feel like Minnesota and Memphis are like, they're still young and they're not ready yet, but they're like right there.
Yeah.
Minnesota, I see Minnesota just like I see Boston because I see Kat as Jason Tatum.
Rumor that they're trying to go after Rudy Gobert.
Oh, I heard he's going to end up in Chicago. But Rudy Gobert.
I don't think Rudy Gobert helps Minnesota any. I don't see the point if, yeah, especially if your best player is still a center.
Yeah, I was about to say, Cat, unlike Anthony Davis, Cat actually plays the five.
Yeah.
Unless so they move him to the.
But Cat got the same issue as Jason Tatum, like I said before. He's soft. He ain't mentally all there. It feels like he don't care about basketball all the time.
Although in recent years, I can see why he wouldn't. So, I mean, but that being said, like, you know.
All I'm going to say is, if Jordan Woods was showing up to my games, I get it.
Yeah. Exactly. Same with the Celtics. You know, like, Ime Udoka wins regardless because he goes home to me alone.
He does. That's a dub. That's a dub in every way, shape, and form. Like, yeah, there's no debating that way.
Even if she doesn't want to marry him. But, yeah.
I mean, if he win the finals, you know, we'll see. We'll see what can change.
Right.
So there's just a lot of parity in hell. That's what we asked for.
And it's good parity because it's actually like superstars in small market teams. And it's not a bunch of people trying to force them into LA and New York.
And it's not a super team. A super team did not make it to either conference finals nor the NBA finals.
Nope.
Matter of fact, super teams ain't doing it no more.
Honestly, because no.
Durant tried to build one, and they played 21 total games together. Didn't even sniff a NBA Finals. LeBron tried to get the band back together, their old asses, and we saw how that worked out. You know, so like, you know, shout out to
You know what team out west we all forgot about? Now there's still a big question mark, but Kawhi and Paul George will be back next year.
I forgot about that.
I'm gonna keep forgetting. I don't care nothing about the Clippers.
Look, you may not care, but Kawhi Leonard is still a top 20 player in this league. It can still do a lot of damage when healthy, when he's on the court. You just got to get on the court.
Yeah, I was about to say, we got to get on the court. What that team going to look like around him and Paul George next year? Because
that is a very good question.
That is my question. Is like, who else is? I mean, yeah, you got Reggie Jackson is cool, but I'm like trying to really think of what's it, Terrence Mann, I think.
Batum.
I guess. But yeah, you know, like Clippers got to get a couple more pieces, and then I think they could realistically be the better. They're the better team in LA right now. But
oh yeah, they're the second best team in California.
I was going to say, Compton Magic's a better team than the Lakers right now.
Bro, yeah, why are you bringing the Compton Magic into this?
Lakers pretty much, at this point, Lakers got to hold a banner up like, at least we're not the Kings.
Honestly, that's what it is. At least we're not the Kings.
The Kings might as well just get demoted to G League or college at this point.
The Kings just need to move to Vegas and get this over with.
Or Seattle, because
they Seattle. Need to go somewhere because the Bay does not belong to them. It belongs to the light skinned dudes in that donkey.
Right.
Y'all know who the donkey is. But hey, that's just how the cookie crumbles. We will see what is what in the NBA come next season. But that's not the biggest news that happened this week. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all know what we're here to talk about. Y'all's man, Eric's godfather. Eric's, I don't know what else it is, but it's an inappropriate relationship. Eric's man, Aubrey Graham, dropped his album.
And he dropped some mid.
You giving it too much credit. Why are you giving it way too much credit? Well, Eric,
speak your piece on the album. Let me know how you feel. Captain Scully, you can go after him. EG, go ahead.
That shit suck. That's all I got.
Well, then.
That shit suck.
Captain Scully, go ahead.
Kind of like when Michael Jordan said, I'm back. It was just two words. I'm back. That shit suck. but for me personally, I ain't gonna lie. It was like one or two decent songs on there. Because I took a minute to listen to it. Because I never listened to it right away. Because I'm not listening to music at midnight. It's just not what I'm doing. But I was saying it on my show, and it's going to come out. People going to hear it. This man, Drake, my issue with him is not that he experiments, because I feel like experimentation is cool, especially when people are willing to go outside the box and do different stuff the way all these rappers are like cookie cutters now. I think it's cool to experiment a little bit, but my problem with his experimentation, aside from the fact that he don't be giving the people credit that he be taking people from, is the fact that it's like he does it very like vanilla, like whether it's New Orleans bounce, whether it's drill music, whether it's that UK shit. You know, he loved him some dancehall because, you know, he's from Toronto. Like, it'll be very like vanilla the way he'll go about it, but then like the Aubrey Sexuals will pretend as if he just invented music. And it's like, oh, he's the great, oh my God, Drake. And I'm like, you know, it was cool, but it's nothing insane. And it's like, if you dare speak a bad word against the Lord and Savior, Aubrey Graham, it's like you're a hater. And it's like, no, that's the thing about music. You're allowed to not, we don't have to like everything together the same, you know? Like, and if every time his music comes out, I'm saying it's not good, it don't mean I'm a hater. It just means that he's not making good music. Just because y'all like it don't mean I have.
Facts. These are facts.
This is like the first Drake album where I straight up told Jamal, like, yeah, this sucks.
And for Eric to say Drake album sucks, that's a lot, because Eric will defend Drake to the cows come home.
But that being said, I will say there's like one or two songs on there that I did put in the rotation that are decent. Because the other thing too is like, it's because for people who grew up in like Baltimore, New Jersey, probably parts of Philly and Maryland, he was doing like a Baltimore, like a house music album is what this was. So this is more so for parties and shit is what it looks like it is with this. And I'm not a huge house music person, so like that's really my reason I don't really like it. But yeah, you know, at this point, the only black regional genre that he hasn't touched yet is go-go, and I hope he keeps his hands off of it too.
And that's on the DMV. Don't touch go-go.
don't touch go-go. Don't do that. Leave Chuck Brown alone. Let him rest in peace.
Ooh, y'all, I've been waiting. Ever since this album came out, ever since I first heard this monstrosity, to speak my piece, and you know what? Y'all finna get every decibel of this ear flashing.
I need an ether beat.
Cue my music! Ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to that garbage, I don't know what's wrong with you. Every day since it came out, I've seen more and more excuses. Drake is trying to take y'all to the islands. Y'all was trying to say Pete Bella. This is the music that you listen to on the yacht on your way to Bermuda. Stop it. If you gotta go through all that just to like an album, it's not a good album. And I know Aubrey's Angels. You will do anything that it takes to claim Aubrey is the best at this. And it's okay to say an album wasn't good. It's okay. Like I told Captain Scully on his show, if Aerosmith came out with a rap album, none of his fan bases would be like, well, y'all just don't understand rap music. They do this and that. And he didn't. No, you would just say it's trash because Aerosmith can't rap. Why are we defending trash? EG, I got a question for you.
What's up?
If I said, hey, I'm hungry,
let's go get burgers. And you said, cool. But you also told me, oh, by the way, I only eat grass-fed burgers from Sioux Falls, North Dakota, and that must be killed between the ages of 7 and 9 and weigh no more than 1,700 pounds, but no less than 1,200 pounds. And so would you not just say, bro, you just don't like burgers?
I'm going to keep it a buck. That question was so long, you lost me.
And this album lost me because it was horrible. The whole point of it is, if you have to go through all these stipulations to say you like a meal, guess what you probably don't do? You probably don't like that meal. What is wrong with you? Now, I'm not Drake's biggest fan, but I'm not a hater. I don't dislike the man nor his music. But look, house music, I've heard better, and it wasn't from him. It just wasn't good. But every day, I'm hearing more and more excuses. Y'all just want Drake to be this and that so bad. He's not that guy. Let the man go. It's okay. It just wasn't that good an album.
How long do you think it will be before we get a Drake album where it's just 30 minutes of microphone feedback?
With some burps, farts, and sniffs in there. And people like,
he's done that.
I mean, he has. It was called More Life. But,
Whoa, now.
Oh, no, More Life, clearly. It's Drake fans that said More Life was his worst album of all of them. And some people, for whatever reason, people don't like Scorpion. I actually was pretty high on Scorpion, which is interesting to me. But,
only the R&B half. Only the R&B half was great. The rap half was mid. And it's one album. People, when it came to Scorpion, people tried to forget that it was one album. They thought it was just two separate albums. No, it's one album that's two parts. If an album is 15 tracks long and you only like 7 of them, guess what? It's not a good album because you didn't like half of it. You Aubrey's Angels, you get to me. Y'all are almost as bad as the Bayhive. Beyonce dropped her song. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I wasn't dumb enough to say nothing negative about Beyonce, because y'all know what happens when you say that.
Well, I can get jiggy to that.
Well, you say something bad about Beyonce.
Also, the one thing I got, first of all, fuck the Beehive, first of all, bitch ass niggas. secondly, I will say that Beyonce, I feel like, is what Drake could be, in the sense that when she experiments and be out here experimenting with different genres, and she really be putting effort into it and really be turning stuff into production, the way she rolls out her albums, the promotion, all that stuff. Not to say that Drake doesn't promote, but I'm saying, like, it just seems to be a little more like effort put into her craft. Whereas Drake has found a formula that has worked for him since basically 2008 and has rolled with it. And it's not to say that he's wrong for doing that, because obviously it's working. But you can just feel it a little more with Beyonce. But like I said, Beyonce is the same way. I'm not huge on house music, so like, I'm not crazy tripping over that song that dropped.
EG, before we go, you ready to just shake the table?
What's up?
You ready to piss off the world that may put us in danger, but we don't care?
Don't we already do that enough?
You're right. So let's get to it. I'm gonna let y'all know this, because EG is even more confident and more knowledgeable about this than I am. True or false? Beyonce is the biggest artist to come out of Texas.
No.
The answer is false, ladies and gentlemen. EG, you wanna tell them who?
Let's just say all his exes live in Texas. And I ain't talking about Drake, even though he tried to claim Texas.
The man George Strait is the biggest artist to ever come out of Texas. Yes, Bayhive, you can put out a hit on us. You can cry and whine. The correct answer is George Strait. And anyone who is not part of y'all's cult, yes, you are a cult, will tell you the answer is George Strait.
See, Beyonce.
I thought it was Selena at first.
She's probably top 5.
She's probably top 5.
I feel like, yeah.
But like, Beyonce, She says she's from Texas, which is cool. But George Strait is Texas.
He created his own genre, and it's called Texas Country.
You know how goated you got to be to do that?
Ain't no genre called Beyonce, except with her fans. Ain't no genre called it, for real, for real.
I don't think they know what the definition of genre is.
They don't. And a lot of people don't, but we're going to get to that later on in the show.
Yeah, a lot of them are mixed now.
We're going to move on to the next topic that is just as interesting as our first two, we promise. So, despite of the NBA news going on right now, the biggest question mark is what's going on in Brooklyn. And the fact we don't know if Kyrie Irving is going to be there next season. So my question for y'all is, where does Kyrie end up? Because it's kind of important because he can turn the tide of a team when he decides to play.
Back in Brooklyn.
Even with all the stipulations that they have, that they said they're at an impasse with their deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I ain't going to lie. I can see him playing with the Knicks because they will give him whatever he wants. Because it's basically everything Brooklyn did, but the Knicks have even less leverage than Brooklyn does because the Knicks are the Knicks. So he could go, he could walk into New York Knicks right now, play for the Knicks. You know, it'd be him, basically what Brooklyn was before KD got there. You know, him and a couple ragtag groups like Julius Randle. You have RJ Barrett, who's an up-and-coming good player. I don't know what he really is besides good player. I'm not going to call him a star yet. You know, Donovan Mitchell apparently wants to go there. You could bring him there and slide him to the two. You know, I mean, I don't know if you get him and Kyrie, though. But, I mean, it just seems like the Knicks would make the perfect sense. Everybody that thinks he's going to go to L.A. needs to just sit down somewhere because they already got one mercurial point guard. Who you know, and I just don't know if Kyrie wants to play with LeBron because that's kind of part of the reason that he left Cleveland in the first place. And even though he went on his little apology tour when he realized it wasn't that easy to lead a team, I still don't think that Bron at age 37 looking to win one more championship before he goes out is going to be up for Kyrie's answers. I just don't see that meshing well like people think. Just because, oh, yeah, they were the greatest duo together. Well, I mean, you know, yeah, they were, but they don't look like they could stand each other either.
So I'm glad that you brought up the Lakers. So I watched a few shows today, and this trade scenario popped up, and I want to see what y'all think about it. So while we're talking about L.A., what do you guys think about a swap of AD and Russ for Kyrie and Ben Simmons?
That ain't gonna happen.
Hey, look, the numbers match up.
I'm not gonna say it's not gonna happen because Simmons is a clutch guy, and you know LeBron takes care of his own people.
Yeah, and look,
but it ain't gonna happen.
This is the ultimate example of trade my problem for your problem. And when you think about it, it's pretty fair. Both of them are getting one legit guy that can play, that can just flat out play basketball. The Nets would get AD and the Lakers would get Kyrie, but they would also get the question marks because we don't know if Kyrie is going to take PTO again and just randomly disappear for Kyrie time. And Anthony Davis, well, he's made it out of plastic, so we don't know if he'll be on the court. And it's the same thing with Ben Simmons. When is Ben Simmons going to play again? And yeah, Russell Westbrook will play in Brooklyn, but sometimes do you really want him to play?
You know what? Just for shits and giggles, I want KD and Russ back together.
Exactly. And that's another thing. You'd get KD and Russ back together. And yes, we understand they're falling out, but they've seemed to somewhat reconcile over the years. And hey, who knows how to play with Russ better than KD?
And I will say Russ's inability to shoot probably wouldn't be as much of an issue next to KD because the floor would be spread out. Whereas in LA, you got Russ, Bron, and Anthony Davis. All of them basically work better within the paint as opposed to from the outside, even though they've all reinvented themselves. But you know, Bron's game is way more within the arc. So it's like, it wasn't going to work there. Spacing was an issue, and they were all old. I think in Brooklyn, when you got all them shooters, because Joe Harris, I think he's going to come back because he was hurt all last year.
They have Joe Harris, Seth Curry.
Seth Curry. Blake Griffin has become much more of an outside shooter in his older age.
Blake Griffin is basically a cheerleader at this point. He ain't playing basketball.
Right.
That's Steve Nash's fault.
That is Steve Nash's fault. That is his fault.
Yeah. But my thing also is, if you trade for Ben Simmons, like, where is he going to play? Because are they going to move him to the four and put LeBron at guard? Or are they going to put LeBron at the four?
He can play him center. Guard?
Like,
he can literally replace Anthony Davis and go play the five.
You know he ain't going to play no damn five.
Yeah, he only, definitely playing no five.
The five is only a number on defense. He can go guard. He can guard most centers because, hell, he already does.
Yeah, that's true. No, he can guard pretty much every position on the floor.
So, offensively, I don't know what you do with him offensively. That's an issue. But, hey, if there's anyone who can figure him out, it's LeBron.
But LeBron needs somebody that shoots and creates because he's 37. He can't carry that team no more.
And that's why you traded for Kyrie.
Oh, I forgot. You did say Kyrie. But
that's why you have Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, if it's one thing that we've learned over the last year, is that he don't take every shot.
He doesn't. But look, Kyrie at this point is just as dependable as Anthony Davis. So what's really the issue? So what's really the difference?
And again, yeah, that is true. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, that could be interesting. Because like we said, Kyrie, if he disappears on Kyrie time, which, you know, at this point, I trust him about as much as I trust Marvin Gaye at a Sweet 16. So it's just like, you know, what are we get? Which Kyrie are we going to get? That's my only question. Depending on wherever he is, really.
You know what? That brings me to a comparison that Jesse and Coop have been trying to make to my dog. And I'm not here for this slander, and I'm not going to let it happen. They've been slandering Jimmy Butler to say everywhere he's gone, there's been a problem. No, no, no. Kyrie Irving is really what they think Jimmy Butler is. He caused a problem in Cleveland. He wasn't happy. He damn sure caused a problem in Boston. He caused a problem in Brooklyn.
Jamal, you realize who you're talking to, right?
I know. And I had to set them straight and give them facts. But you know
how Bron, think that
you know how Bron sexuals are. They don't like facts.
If Jimmy didn't win, I do think people would compare him to Kyrie. Because at one point, especially when he left Philly, those comparisons were running rampant. Because it's like, oh, this is his fourth team. And, oh, he's very incompatible. And he's hard to get along with. And I'm like, look at the people that he was with. I mean, Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns, there were times, I think I remember they said Karl-Anthony Towns at times would be playing video games until like 2-3 in the morning and didn't even know they had a game the next morning. You know, Wiggins, we know the stories about him. Then you go over to Philly, obviously we know about Ben Simmons. And we know about Brett Brown, the old coach. So it's like, okay. Then, you know, the infamous, you know, scrimmage with the third stringers. Oh, well, that still was in Minnesota. But like,
that was in Minnesota.
It's like, yeah, he hasn't really had no issues in Miami. The only, like, aside from one little, like, fight on the sidelines that happens with everybody. You know, like.
So, yeah. I would just like to throw it out there.
He's the winner.
He got to Minnesota. First time they've been to the playoffs in X amount of years. Can't say anything. Went to Philly, became their closer, and was three Kawhi Leonard bounces away from going to the NBA Finals. So, what is really the issue there? There isn't. The man just wants to win, and when people don't want to win as badly as you do, that's an issue. That's
dang, wrong. Bro. You know, when I think about it now, Kobe would get gaslight every single day if he was playing in this generation.
Oh, that's
which he did at the end of his career.
As soft as these kids are, they couldn't handle Kobe. They couldn't handle Jordan either.
Because even, yeah, whether it's Jimmy Butler, they say stuff about Chris Paul. They're like, oh, you know, there are times he's hard to get to play with because he mess around and get in fights in practice. Like, I mean, people, like, yeah, that older generation did, at the end of their careers, a lot of them did get killed. Like, Kobe, I mean, bad choice of words, did get slandered because, yeah, Kobe definitely, at the end of his career, a lot of people were saying, oh, yeah, he was a terrible teammate, and he was this, and then I was like, well, he won 5 rings. Something worked.
Yep. Look, the cost of winning, that's just what it is. It's a different mentality. When we talk about the all-time greats, whether it's Jordan, Kobe, Bird, Magic, Stockton, we don't need to talk about his teammate, but Jerry West, when we talk about them and their greatness and them winning, one of the first things we talk about is their mindset and not being soft and, you know, knowing how to get the most out of their teammates, whether it makes them like them or not.
Clearly, that mindset is something that we should have been paying more attention to back in the day, but that's something else.
That's a different story for a different day. The point of it is, I don't know where Kyrie's going to go, but I think, you know, that trade of him and Ben Simmons to L.A., I think it would at least be entertaining.
I think it would be cool to watch. And it'd be fun to read the news clippings, too.
I was just going to say, I actually pay money to see KD and Russ back together.
Good or bad. Want to?
Exactly. And like I said, I'd pay good money to read the New York Daily News every day to hear the stories coming out of that locker room.
Oh, I'm subscribing to the New York Times.
Oh, yeah, we got to be in there.
If that
we got to be in there. So before we end the show, I do have a question for y'all because we've been so negative this show. You heard my rants. You've heard me go off on the bronze sexuals and Aubrey's angels. But we're going to slow it down. We're going to take you to the quiet storm. We're going to get you grown and sexy, and we're going to show you.
All right, bro, that kind of went too far there.
Why you hate on my R&B voice? One day, this is going to give me pay. But the point of it is, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about what do y'all think is an underrated R&B song that deserves more love. Captain Scully, you said you was kind of in some flux. You had an argument with your girlfriend about what even R&B music was.
Yeah, because we've gone back and forth on whether, you know, Beyonce qualifies as R&B or pop, like depending on certain songs that you look at. Like her last album, The Destiny's Child, absolutely was R&B. Anything before that probably was pop. But I wasn't going to even go Beyonce. I was going to go somewhere people may not even remember. There was a man by the name of Raheem Devine, and he had a song by the name Customer. One of my favorite R&B songs.
I don't think I know Customer. Would you like to give us a small sample?
I guess so, yeah. You know,
you can have it your way. You're the customer.
You know, that dumb.
I mean, yeah, you know, bars. We got bars around here.
Right. That's on my DYD playlist.
You know, that's for your Mr. Nasty Time playlist.
Right. Do your duty.
You know, you do what it do. You do what it do. EG, you're a big proponent of R&B music. I have caught this man playing 2K in the dark while listening to the full Confessions album.
Damn, hey man, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Who hurt him?
Exactly. Eric, how do you not see the issue with that?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
No, that is a cry for help. That means you are hurting inside.
Was I hurting in 2014?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
That let's get back on topic. What is your underrated R&B song?
I'm gonna go with Chris Brown, Beg For It, off the Fame album.
Y'all are nasty.
Look, man.
Hey, look, you know, we grew up on some nasty people, and you know, R&B is a bad genre now. So
we had a good I'm just saying, Eric, how you gonna tell me my Quiet Storm R&B voice was getting too much, but your song is Beg For It?
Yeah, Beg For It go hard.
Well, it makes you know, you're hard when you're listening to it.
See, you're gonna get put in timeout. No, you're right. Big word is hard. Hell, that whole what was that? Fame?
Yeah.
Fame might be Chris Brown's best album.
I was about to say, yeah, that's definitely up there.
Hey, look, you want to talk about In Your Feels? When I heard Shoulda Kissed You, man, that hit me. That I was not prepared for Shoulda Kissed You. That hurt.
Don't forget Deuces.
All 17 yep. remixes of it.
Yeah.
There's a Drake version. There's a Tiger version.
You know another one that's up there?
What?
So we all know that Justin Timberlake is one of the greatest white R&B artists ever.
Yep.
And we also know that 2020 Experience was one of his more underappreciated albums. Okay. All seven minutes of Mirrors.
If you don't listen to every second of Mirrors, you cannot be trusted.
Mirrors might be one of the greatest R&B songs that I never hear anybody talking about. I listen to that almost every day my senior year of high school.
Man, where were y'all where he started ad-libbing that? You are the other of my life.
Exactly. It's like, right. Yo, man, JT got a clip. And JT, I ain't talking about Jason Tatum.
We ain't talking about Jason Tatum. To end it all off, I'm going to talk about one of my homies who I believe does not get the credit he deserves. It is my man, Lloyd and True.
Yeah, Lloyd, crazy.
Man, what y'all know about All I Wanna Be Is True. He sang that from his soul.
Matter of fact, I told people about Lloyd. I said that last album he put out, True, that you were talking about just now, it was such an underrated album, man.
More credit. And when I watched a video about him not too long ago. When you think about some of the hits he had, I know Eric remembers Get It Shawty.
Get It Shawty, he had
Southside.
What's the one he did with Lil Wayne?
Which one?
She's 5'2". I mean, fine, too.
She is 5'2", and I don't care what she said, because we talk about that girl height.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all are R&B listeners, too, because who don't love a good love song? Hit us up and let us know what you think your favorite underrated song and or album is, and we'll let you know if you're right or not, because we love it around here, too. But, fellas, we have come to an end of another episode. How does it feel?
Damn, that was fast.
Well, speaking of how does it feel, Robin Thicke is up there too. But it feels good.
How's it going?
It feels good. One.
And what we're not going to do is slander white men in R&B. Because look, if they got it, they got it. Y'all going to stop fake hating JT. And any slander against Robin Thicke, we will debate physically.
Right. If Paula took him back, y'all can too.
Y'all can too. So, EG, final thoughts to the people.
No, I just said that to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of white people in R&B, did you know Color Me Bad was white?
That who?
Color Me Bad. Did you know they white?
I believe it was like that.
I never even thought about it.
Color Me Bad sounds like they got a bad sunburn.
And this
I saw the video awesome. One day pop up on Twitter. I was like, wait, they white? I thought they was... You know,
hey, you know, that's what you get for us.
Yeah, that's my final thought for today,
Captain Scully. Where you at?
Alrighty, I'm gonna say that lost in all the hoopla of Drake and Beyonce dropping, there is that month of July, and there is another big drop coming that month. For those who love Afro beats, Burna Boy is coming out. It's unfortunate he gets squeezed in between Drake and Beyonce, though. But yeah, he be making good music. I rock for him.
I'm not a fan of Afrobeat, so I can't say it. But I will say, before we end the show, the only album I care about is coming out June 24th. Lupe Fiasco is dropping his album. And that's what I will be more worried about. If you ask me what I'm doing on Friday, it's listening to that album, and it's all that matters. So, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We look forward to coming to see you semi-live from multiple undisclosed locations or wherever the hell I feel like it. Why? Because I can do that. So, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving, And we out.